弟兄姊妹早安，
早，
很高兴今天有机会和大家一块分享。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm really glad this morning that I can have to share a message with you all.
我首先稍微讲一下，就我每次来分享的时候，我自己的心境啊。
I do want to say that every time when I come up here, you know, my heart is.
因为实际上真的是我知道，就是说。来讲台这个地方真的是对每个人是，就特别对我来说，我觉得不是很容易一件事情，因为我知道这意味着什么。
So there's a little bit of fear in my heart, only because you know anytime any of us come up here to speak, we know like you know how much impact we have up here.
但是就说我知道我有很多在心思在。在思想在在那个好像揣摩在阅读啊，最后然后在神面前不断的求问，最后定下来讲什么，然后不单是这个说内容各方面都是要需要，而且我知道我所讲的不是随便讲一个东西而已，因为我要在神面前要对神负责任。
So I've been meditating and thinking quite a bit.About what to say, and I've also, you know, prayed in front of God, so that God can lead me to the right topic. And of course, you know, I also have to prepare the narrative and the information. So you know, when I come up here, I know I have a responsibility to God, and you know, I also think about how our church, even though we're small in number, you know, we all have a lot of love for one another. And so when a pastor asked me to come up if I have, you know, something to share, I take the opportunity because I also know that God has been teaching me things throughout my life that I want to be able to share.
这是一个方面啊，但我从另外一方面讲，我真的发现每次我来，这些实在是我真是对我来说是个蒙福。
So that's just one aspect. The other aspect to this is that every time I have the opportunity to come up here, I realize that I receive God's blessings as well.
你知道，就是你要当你要把一个东西讲清楚，首先你要知道什么？首先你要什么？你必须要你自己完全理解。
Because you know when we want to speak in front of people and tell people about something.We ourselves have to first understand it.
不但要理解，你要把它消化总结，然后变成一个，就是说你能讲出去，让人知道一个很清楚的主题，要不然话糊里糊涂不知道是要怎么。
And not only do you have to understand it, but you have to be, you know, very clear about it and how you communicate it, so that people understand what the main point is.
当这个过程实际上真的是一个学习过程，这样一慢慢的来以后，然后呢就变得就什么，就是说。你因为你思想神不带着神，以后就是你所有想去的用不能是参加自己的习气私欲，所以你就不断的在神面前有一个，就是说为了准备一个信息，你不但有很多的揣摩。
But of course, this is a learning process, and you know, when we're up here to speak, you know, God, you know, forces us to go through that process to truly understand His words.
Yeah, 所以我实在是说，弟兄姊妹就说，实在是有，因为我们每个人，神告诉我们的，对我们讲的先知很清楚，每个人必须你自己要知道你所信的是什么，并且能够把它讲出来。
And we know in the Bible it tells us that, you know, we each and every one of us, we need to know what we believe in and be able to tell other people.
好，那么我们今天就是言归正传哦，讲到我们今天要讲的内容。但是我在讲之前以后，我稍微提醒一下，就或许大家可能不完全记得我上次讲什么了哦。我上次讲的内容是大家可能至少有个大概的概念，或许还记得，就是我讲的是彼得前书。
And the last time I was up here, I don't know if everyone remembers the details, but what I was sharing with everyone was 1 Peter.
或许我不知道，就是大家还记得多少，但是就是我想稍微可以稍微总结一下，因为在彼得就稍微总结一下。彼得所写的对象，他们是正在进行和正在落难当中的一群弟兄姊妹，因为那时候的背景实际上是什么？是那罗马皇帝尼罗，他就说他自己把城烧了，结果把这祸嫁祸于基督徒，所以从罗马开始一直到周边的城市，所有的迫害就说全部都朝向基督徒。
And if you guys remember, the context for First Peter is.During the reign of Emperor Nero, at that time the Christians were being persecuted. And we know that the emperor, he was the one who burned down a lot of Rome, and then he blamed it on the Christians. So from then on, throughout the empire, Christians were being persecuted.
So Peter, 在这个情形下哦，在这种非常就说就迫害就非常严重，迫害严重的情况下。许多彼得前后书，所以是很显然，就是我们都是，因为我们知道，我们大部分弟兄姊妹就走过来以后，就发现人生实在不容易啊、哦。稍微有点年长的人，经历多的人，都会知道生活实在是不容易。所以我们好像并没有像是经历他们那样的这个迫害，但是我们知道生活实在是不容易。所以我们常常会想到，就是说在这种情况下，就我们常常想神的心意如何。
So you know, when we think about our lives today, and we know that.You know, it's not easy. And of course, it's, you know, what we experience is not like what the Christians had to experience then. But we too have our share of difficulties. And when we go through these things, we often wonder what God's will is for us.
因为我们常常弟兄姊妹在一块，你看很多人哦，就说尤其是刚刚信主的人，就刚刚信主或信主不够，就说信主或不是那么，就常常就说怎么说呢，就说。认识还不是那么很深入人，他们常常都会想到一个问题，就是常常主的旨意是什么。
So you know, for many, new believers, or even a lot of believers who haven't been deeply rooted in the Word, one of the biggest questions that always comes up is, what is God's will?
我们今天就来看，从彼得前书来看看，就看看就到底神的旨意是什么，就是因为是很清楚。我们以为我们常常看到从所想的就是说都让我们想我们常常想到神的旨意的时候往往就说我买这辆车是买那辆车是这份要去这份工作还那份工作我下一步还怎么跟谁怎么样就说我们以为像是我们追求的是都是这些好像是这个是寻求神的旨意。
So in 1 Peter it tells us,You know, what is God's will? Because often in our lives we wonder, you know, should I buy this car or that car? Do I take this job or that job? And we think all of those things are the focus of what God's will is.
但是神的旨意啊，神的旨意远远高于这些，他注重的乃是你这个人。实际上有具体的事情呢，就在你在大的那个旨意的情形下，就你要运用你所需的知识，并成好像就是运用智慧来做选择。
But God's will is higher, and it goes beyond all of these, you know, worldly decisions that we might make. And in fact, what God cares about is our character and who we are as a person, and so that we are able to develop. the wisdom to know what to do in our lives.
好，那么我们这样，我就先给这个主题会让大家看，就是我们不要就撇下我们自己所想的什么神的旨意那些思想，而是看神告诉我们他在我们身上的心意是什么，那就是神的旨意。
So just as a reminder, sometimes we have to put down what we ourselves think God's will might be, and instead turn to the Word and see what God says His will is.
哦，另外我讲一下说，不要讲太过分的偏激的哦，就说。因为的确是我们具体要寻求神，比如说我这份工作跟谁跟甚至跟谁结婚等等之类的，这一切的话，你当你跟神求问的时候，神的确会回答你。就是，但是我是说的那些，那就说就我是说的，就是说神真实的在我们这个人身上对所期盼是什么，那是更重要的真实的旨意。
And of course, you know, I do still want to say that, you know, yes, we should ask God about, you know.Certain things in our lives, like you know, what work we should take, and indeed God will answer us. But today is more about the focus.
God's expectation, expectation to us.
God's ultimate expectation for us.
你要知道，就是彼得所写讲的所对象呢，是在迫害中的弟兄和姊妹。你想到，每当我们在遇到迫害当中，在遇到很困难的时候，你首先会想到是什么？
So think about this again in 1 Peter, when Christians are being persecuted so heavily, you know, and they're going through such extreme suffering, you know, what would you think?
你想就说，如果你对一个是你对一个就说比较受苦和伤心，然后好像有些就很有点绝望的那些人的话，你该怎么办？
And what would you do when you come in when you interact with people who?Are going through such things.
Yeah. 彼得这个地方他首先呢上来我们看吧这读一稍微读一点点我们就知道就是他是怎么样在困苦当中弟兄姊妹他怎么说话的。来
And,
我们看彼得前书一章三节开始。
So let's read a little bit from 1 Peter to understand how Peter speaks to those who are in the midst of suffering. Starting from verse 3, chapter 1 verse 3.
从第一节 到第九节 我都给大家听、啊、因为这样的话稍微会节省点时间
okay, from verse 1 to verse 9 I'll read it
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督父、基督的父神他曾造自己的大怜悯借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们叫我们有活泼的盼望可以得着不朽坏不能玷污不能修残为你们存留在天上的基业你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必要得着做预备，到末世所要显现的救恩。因此，你们是大有喜乐。如今在百般的事，你们暂时有愁，叫你们的信心既被试炼，就比火试炼能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今谁不得见他，却因着信有说不出来的满有荣光的大喜的，可以得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Okay, yeah. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise.Glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
他这个你我们读下来一看就他在彼得在说什么圣叫圣善的灵神借着彼得告诉我们什么去告诉我们就说你要想到就是说你要想到就是说你现在是什么光景就也就是说要回到信心上看你自己是怎么样的光景不要只是看到环境而是看到你自己是怎样是什么样的人
So you see here, Peter starts out by pointing the listeners and the readers back to, you know, their faith. You know, what is their spiritual condition? And who are they?
这个背景就跟我们刚刚唱歌时提到的那个加勒一样。神告诉他们说，应许之地已经到了，就在边界马上就过去了。你们派三个支派去看看吧，看看以后，然后再回来。就回来以后呢，都发生怎么样？只有两个人看到，哇，那这神的家，神给我们讲的是那个美地，真的是美地啊！哇，这高兴的不得了，觉得非常兴奋，要我们进去吧，这总能得胜。结果那很大另一部分人看到是什么？哇，这城墙好看，还被人是巨人，那我们糟了，这怎么弄？然后好像我们在他面前像骂，像蚱蜢一样，没有指望了。
You know, so, you know, what we read here is, you know, it's also a reflection of what we sang earlier about, you know, back in the Old Testament when God brought his people to the Promised Land and when they sent out the 12 spies. You know, they all went out, but when they came back, only two of them believed that God has given them this Promised Land. All the other ones were too afraid.
你知道那个加勒和耶稣呀，他们的差别和另外三个人差别是什么？他们的差别就在乎，就是说，他知道神与他们同在，神比这一切都大。他不是看到是困难，而是看到神能胜过一切。
So the difference between, you know, Caleb and Joshua and the other people was that they knew that God was with them. They believed that God was greater than the circumstance.
最后我们都知道会发生什么事情，就是因为他们不信，然后就发怨言，然后就要甚至要把他约书亚和加勒他们要生个砸死，结果神突然荣耀的显现，就阻止这件事情。结果神在这种情况下神说一句话。
So we know in the story that because everyone was complaining and you know they were complaining to the point that they wanted to even you know kill Caleb and Joshua, but God prevented it and God'sSaid something.
神说哈，跟摩西说哈，他这些藐视我要到几时呢？他说要藐视我到几时呢？他我像就把你们从那个围炉之下带出来，不可能的情形竟然拿出来带出来，因为在旷野那么多神，就那么多神迹奇事，让你看到就是我就是神是何等全能的一位真神，对不对？吃的有马天上的马拉有水没水时候居然神让磐石分开有水流出，他们看到神的神迹其实那么就是还这样的好像不相信神的有这个能力带领他们进入应许之地。神说你不信这是你藐视我要到几时呢？
Yeah, so basically God told Moses, you know, how long will these people, you know, belittle me, not trust in me, have this unbelief, you know?Because he brought the Israelites out of Egypt, he, you know, showed them so many miracles when they were crossing the Red Sea in the desert, you know, providing them manna, and they still don't believe.
在那种极力不信的情形下，神居然就指着他自己，我指着我的永生启示，他觉得说，他遍地要充满我的荣耀，那什么意思？也就是说，神说了。他一定会做起来。
Yeah. And what God was saying is that, you know, he promised on his own, you know, his own goodness and his own name that his glory will fill the land. And, you know, when God says things, it means that it will happen.
神在两个地方就指着他自己的名字启示过的，一个就是在这个他们在这个极力不信的情况下，神是指着他名启示我，他说就要遍地要充满他的荣耀，然后在以赛亚也曾经在45章的地方也指出了名的启示，他要指着现在万膝必向我跪拜，万口必称颂，也就是说他神告诉说你要看到神就是神，他从起初命令解决，他怎样说事情就要怎样成就。
And so there are a few times that God, you know, he swears on his name, and in all these cases he'sBasically saying that, you know, all the world will glorify him. Everyone, you know, will bow down before him. And the point is that, you know, what God says will happen.
神是何等伟大一位真神，就他当他自己和别的就假神相比时，他说，那先生说，就你就 如果你要指出它真实和假神差别的，就是说从怎么是最初你怎么说的，也看结局，就能不能成就，那就是差别就在这地方。
Similarly, you know, when God says, you know, how do you differentiate the true God from false gods, right? Because, you know, for the false, you have to be able to see if what the God says will come true.
所以希伯来书他作者他告诉我们，首先神的话语是怎么样，是活泼的，就 living word 一样，活泼而且有功效。Okay.
And we know in Hebrews it says that, you know, the word of God is living and it has power.
他记着耶利米就说，在我命定他成就事上必然亨通。
And so, you know, God says that, you know, what I command will be fulfilled.
Yeah. 所以这就让我们看到一个点，就是说我们看到困难时候要回到信心上看到地方。在乌云之上有那样有公义的日头，神在掌权。
So when we go through difficulties, we need to come back to our faith, and we know that, you know, above the, you know, the dark clouds, you know, there is the sun.
所以不要怕，只要信。为什么？因为神掌权。不要怕，只要信，因为你要知道，你今天不是迷失，不是一个就说是与他无关的人，你是他众家中买出来的，他在你身上有他的心意。
So.That's why, you know, we should not be afraid, but only trust in God, because, you know, God will fulfill his promises and his will.
所以我们回过头来再看这个这段话，我们就很清楚。这样，他颂赞的敌彼得前书一章三节，他讲：愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的神，因他照着自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督是否重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。这告诉我们，就是说。你看，你要知道，就你在神面前，你是怎么样的情形？你说是蒙了神的恩典，他的怜悯临到了你，是借着主耶稣基督从死里复活，你已经是重生的人。因为你有重生的人，你有活泼的盼望。
So think about again what First Peter chapter 1 verse 3 when he says, "Praise be to the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, in His great mercy, He has given us new birth and a living hope."Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish. And so what Peter is saying is, you know, think about this. This is your outlook from now on. You were dead, but now you've been saved, and now you have this inheritance. You have this hope.
Yeah, 他说你并且将在就是你可以得着不朽坏不玷污不能朽坏不能玷污不能朽残为你存留在天上的基业。这到底是指什么？你看，就下面就讲，特别讲这个第五节的后半段，必要得着所预备到末世显现的救恩。也就是说，这个基业和救恩是什么？实际上就是后面救恩的 define 就好像定义到那个基业是什么？就是完全最终的完全的救恩，在他显现的时候所要得到的。
And in verse 4 it says that we are receiving this inheritance that never perishes, spoils or fades. And what is this inheritance?That's referred to in verse 5 when it says, Who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. So what that means is the salvation is that inheritance in its completeness.
Yeah, 他就说这个告诉你们这个救恩啊就告诉救恩这个或者你要得到基业它是不朽坏不玷污不衰残存留在天上基业是到了末世就是 ready 就预备好了马上这样想讲给你们的。所以你要知道，就是说你怎么样，你今天是不同的人，而且神要准备的这一切一定会显现给你。而你呢，你是什么？是因信蒙神的能力保守，在这过程当中，是神是借着信保守着你，使你必要得到这一切。
And again, this inheritance is one that never perishes, spoils, or fades, and it's kept in heaven for us, right? It's kept for us till that last day. So God is doing the preparation; He's going to give this thing to us.In the end, and throughout this process, it's actually through faith that we're shielded by God's power.
中文翻译是因信保守，它这个真的是就是这个很好的翻译，但是原文它是经过信心保守着我们。
And you know, here, you know what this means is that it's through faith that you know we're shielded by God.
一个人信和没有信啊，那最大的差别就是什么？就真信和假信了，就真信的人，那个信心怎么样，一直会持续到底的。 OK， 他不会信心不信，信心不信就没有了。你真的信的人，就是说神是那个是那个信心是一直是要不断的增长的。但是那个就如果你那个信心，然后稍微就好，遇到困难以后淘汰了一个人，信的是什么假的。
So what is the difference between true faith and a fake faith? The difference is those with a genuine faith.You know, they persist in their faith no matter what, and their faith actually continues to grow over time. But those who have a fake faith, when, you know, challenges arise, you know, they go up and down in what they believe.
你看，这就为什么说在第五节、第六七两节就告诉我们，就是这个信真信心会怎样。但因此你们是大有喜乐，如今在百般的事情中暂时忧愁。好，因此你们要大有喜乐，因为什么呀？因为神给我们预备的，他要必要成就。就正如加勒耶稣亚他们知道了，神要应许过他带领进去子弟，不怕什么呢？肯定要成就的。那么呢，就这样，因此呢，你们也不要害怕，就是什么神会带领你们进入神的国，就真实的会就是为你预备的，在存留在天上的，就不会有变化的。但是这样，你们在百般的事情中怎么样？会暂时忧愁，在这是要叫你们信心因既被试炼，就比那被火试炼人能坏的金子更显宝贵，在耶稣显现的时候得到荣耀，这称赞荣耀和尊贵。
And in verse 6 and 7 it says, In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. You know, these things will come, but these things come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise.
是神，就是说让试炼临到我们，目的是什么样？是锻炼我们的信心。OK， 是极尽我们，是我们在信心上成长，让我们知道，从我们的信心成长以后，也让我们自己看到我们在神面前的，就是说那样的确信。
So God allows these trials and sufferings to strengthen our faith, to shape us.
所以哦，就说这就为什么说，就说的确是的，这因为这个概念，我们要稍微注意一点，不要把它搞混淆，因为这个事情很容易混淆掉。就说一方面的确是的，就说我们是因信在神面前得以称义，但另外一方面就是什么样，叫我们就说，但你要什么样，就你的信心，就是你的因信称义以后，一定会带下行为的结果的行为的不同。但是呢，就我们有时候把混淆，就是说，就好像不是这个行为成果的话，是我自己的东西呢，还是神在我身上成就的，就变得搞混淆了。实际上就是什么，都是神在你身上成就的，你自己的义根本不能使你进入神的国。
So on this issue, I think it's important so that we don't get confused. Yes, you know, it's through by faith.You know, we are able to be righteous in front of God. But that righteousness that we receive in our life has to result in, you know, a changed life, a changed actions, different actions in our life. And sometimes people might wonder, you know, when I'm beginning to do the things that God wants me to do, is that my righteousness or is that God's righteousness? And indeed, it's actually God who gives us the strength, who allows us to be able to become righteous.But even our own righteousness cannot save us. Only God's.
我稍微再讲一点点啊，因为这个地方就是稍微有稍微一点点 comments， 就是不要就是大家不要用，因为这个事情让大家容易混淆。也就是说，这两个形容词，一个是神所成就的，一个是人所成就的，这个差别在这个地方。因为世上所有的宗教，所有人的天性里面都会叫我要做什么，好像显得我自己好像与人不同，然后就好像神能接受我。对，但另外一个在是什么呀？是神成就的，就你不管你做多好，你根本不能在神面前能够得到，就说得到就说你进天国的可能性，对吧？因为人所有的意义都什么，都在神面前都会然后会不过。神所成就的，在你身上成就的，是你因着信，居然就把你这个人完全改变了。最后就你的结果是什么？真的是行为上成为义，是神所成就的。但是你要真正知道什么，就知道是这是神在他身上成就的，而不是靠你。你的确是在过程当中的确有你自己的 commitment， 但是呢，就是你是会发现你的荣耀是归给神的。如果离开神，你什么也不能做。
So again, another way to think about this is that, you know, compared to all the other religions are all about what we as people can do to become righteous. And, you know, people try to do everything to qualify. But the other, on the other hand, the Christian faith is about what God has done for us. It's His righteousness. Because no matter how righteous we think we are, in God's eyes, you know, it's really nothing. There's no righteous person. So it's only through God. And when we are transformed, then through faith, we're able to live out a life of righteousness. We realize that it is only through God's righteousness and His power that we're able to be transformed.
但是当我们反过来说，我们看这个人到底是不是有这有被圣灵改变，就反过来我们就说，我们就知道他到底有没有信心，对不对？他如果没有圣灵改变。 也就是说，那我们在哪个地方能知道他到底是有没有信的，是基督到底信的假的真的呢？他怎样说，嘴里说他信，我们谁知道呢？对吧？我们唯有看到他生命的改变，我们才知道这人是真心的。But
on the other hand, for us as humans, we might wonder if someone has a true faith or not. And you know, to a degree, the only thing we can be able to see is through their life change. You know, the actions that come from them to know if they've been changed.
Yeah. 正如耶稣所讲的，你从他所结的果子就能看出他是吧？他是好树坏树，就是。That's
why Jesus said, you know, you can tell a tree by its fruit.
但是每一个真实信主的人都知道，你即使有果子，那是什么？神在你身上所成就的，你不能 take credit， 就是你要把荣耀归给神。But
every believer knows that, you know, the fruit that we are able to bear, we cannot take credit. We can only just give glory back to God.
所以这就为什么说，你看那个当主耶稣就举了一个例子，主要举的是例子。你知道当时在主耶稣那个年代里面，法利赛人他是真的按照他们所知道的，那真的已经尽心竭力到一个地步，就是让人看了都是好像就佩服，就是他是法利赛人，就克非常克，就是克服自己，就说做完全做好按照律法去做的。但另外一个嘛，是属于说那个法利赛人和那个税吏。
So Jesus, you know, he uses a story between the tax collector and the Pharisee. And we all know that the Pharisees, you know, they often, you know, they uphold the law, you know, they're really strict about following all the Mosaic laws. And to everybody else, they might seem very righteous, very holy. But God uses this, Jesus uses this story to show what the difference is.
你知道他们在神面前祷告的时候，两个人不一样，一个是什么？神啊，你看我，我所有的十一都奉献，然后我一个礼拜进食两次，然后就是那就说就像我们今天，神啊，你看我多聪明，我相信你。<笑>但是那个法利那个另外一个人呢，法利赛人他神啊，他连抬眼都不敢，他就神啊，可怜我，可怜我，我是个罪人，可怜，求怜可怜。
And so the difference here was, you know, the Pharisee, they pray saying, you know, God, look how great I am. I fast twice a week. You know, I pay my tithe, and all of these things. And, you know, in contrast, the tax collector, you know, admitted that he was a sinner and said to God to have pity on him. And when we see the story, we realize that, you know, Jesus says it's the person who admits their sin is the one who is able to, through faith, obtain righteousness. But those who just proclaim their own righteousness do not receive it.
这个最重要的一点告诉你就是说 是神给我们进入神他的国，进入神成在他们义称义的前提就是什么？根本不是你靠你自己，对吧？靠你，而是神的恩典。他因着信整个是你这个人生命完全得以改变。你至于真的就是说，不但是信，而且真的是有行为的意义。但是就是说，你要意识到这一切都是神的恩典。So
it's clear here that it is through God's grace and through faith that we're able to obtain righteousness. And that in our actions, when we do, you know, our change, that is entirely through God.
你如果真的知道，就是说
我们要接下来讲，就是神的这个神的旨意，就是像我们有没有 responsibility， 就我们的职责是什么？就神在我们期盼的时候，你是重生了，神的期盼是什么？接下来我们要讲的，我之所以花这么多时间要讲上一次我们所讲的内容，就实际上就跟讲的内容一样，就是讲你在基督里，你已经真是不同的人了。那么就是我要反过来今天告诉你就说，是的，我在这花这么大时间在重复，就因为这太重要了。如果你不知道这些的话，你下面一句话就不能理解。
So, you know, the reason I spent so much time reviewing what I talked about last time is because we have to, again, know who we are now, so that we know what God wants, expects of us.
Yeah. 就正如第八节在讲的句话，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得见他，却因信有说不出来满有荣光大喜的，并且你们得到信心的果效，就是灵魂的。
And so verse 8 and 9, though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
这告诉我们说，就你如果真正知道那个救恩的关键是什么，因为是耶稣太宝贵了，因为耶稣担当了你的罪，偿还你的罪债，所以你在耶稣里面，所以承受了这一切的救恩。这一切的恩典，所以你才知道耶稣是何等的宝贵，以至于你没有见，虽然没见到他，你怎么样？你有因着信，有满说不出来的满有荣光大喜的，这就是真实的信心所在。
And this true faith is demonstrated here in these two verses, because here we realize how precious Jesus is, because He died for us, He paid our debt, He's providing us the salvation and a way to have righteousness and to be saved.And so that's why through faith we can have this inexpressible and glorious joy.
好，这是我们上次就是回想到，就是你看现在我回想我们这不要把这一点忘掉了啊，因为在这困苦当中，神所借着彼得向我们首先提到一点，就是说要回到信心上看你自己在神面前真实的光景是什么。所以这是一个非常重要的一点，因为你遇到困难的时候，我们很容易为环境说就说左右心存下去。但你记得信知道无论发生什么事情，神与我们同在，我们自重的拒绝在乎神面前。
So, again, don't forget about what we just talked about here, because when we go through difficulties, it is very easy for us to look at our circumstances and the environment, and we tend to, you know, lose, you know, hope or faith when we focus on that. But here Peter is saying, don't forget who you are in front of God, what your outlook on life is like now.Because of Jesus.
在这困苦当中，一个人最重要的乃是盼望，
and
信心。
The most important thing when someone is going through suffering and difficulties or trials is their hope and their faith.
所以一个人没有盼望了，就没指望了，就没希望了。但是那个盼望，就是因为你有盼望，那个盼望是什么？是和信心有关的。如果你信心没有开始，你不知道你有什么盼望。
So a person who doesn't have hope, you know, they're basically hopeless. But people who have hope, you have to wonder, you know, that only comes from where their faith is.
信望爱这三个字始终是在神，就记得保罗书信里面，在就是提上了一家罗尼家前书提上了一家那些信徒们，还有说格罗西。所有这些信徒当中，就说真实跟随神的人当中，他们所就神所好像赞许他们，就是你在信心中，你在盼望当中如何，你在信心上如何，你最终来在信的信是行出来怎么样？爱。
And so when you know read in scripture and we think about the church in Colossae or the Thessalonian church, you know, and when God is praising these churches, He always brings up three things.About their faith, about their hope, and about their actions that are out of love.
那么就说如果你要把这个前面段时间总结的话，也就是说，也就实际上就是说，你要去知道你有荣耀的盼望。就是这个，所以就是说，因为你信心一旦开始以后就是盼望。那么接下来我们看，就我们的职责是什么
？So from here, we need to know that we have this glorious hope, this living hope.And the next step is to know what we should do in our lives.
哎，但我们这时候什么时候就彼得这个地方，就是后面就具体细节讲了很多内容，但最终可以用一句话来总结，那就是说在彼得前书第二章九节十节，让我们来看。
And so Peter talks about a lot of different things, but there's one verse that can summarize a lot of it, and it's in chapter 2, verse 9 and 10.
看，唯有你们是什么被拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Okay, just verse 9.
Okay,
but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of the darkness into His wonderful light.
这句话我们大家都很熟悉哦，似乎熟悉，但很多东西就是你不是很清楚，好像不是很清楚。因为观念里面有一个很重要一点，就是说，就像像你，像我，像你们是什么？是君尊的祭司。这个是就是对我们来说好像这个概念很模糊，因为我们不完全知道祭司是怎么回事。
So we might be very familiar with this verse, but we might not understand it completely, because here it talks about how we are a royal priesthood, and for us, being this royal priesthood is a pretty abstract notion because we don't really know what that means.
你要知道这句话，就这句话这个最关键的核心指导就是什么？你是君尊的祭司，这是最关键的一句关键的一句话。
And here, this, you know, when Peter says that we are a royal priesthood, this is a very important phrase.
哎，最终就是因为知道你是祭司，那就代表了你知道你在你的职责是什么。哎，最终的那句话很清楚，是为了叫你们，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗进奇妙光明奇妙光明者的美德。
And because we are this royal priesthood.That's why it later says that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
也就是说你的职责，你的 responsibility, 就你的你谁对你是期盼，你自动怎么样，你是荣耀神。
So from here we know what is God's calling for us, what is his will for us? It's for us to give him glory.
Yeah. 这句话的话你要想确实明白的话，我们是必须要清楚明白，就是君尊的祭司，这祭司，神在祭司身上到底期盼是什么
？And we also need to know, you know, what does God, you know, expect of?
我们是不是首先看这一点，然后回过头来，我们再看这个彼得在这个书信里面就整个概括，我到时候会稍微尽快把它描述一下，到底是彼得讲的是具体是什么内容。但是在这之前，我们首先要稍微看到一点，这个祭司到底神在祭司身上有什么心。
So, you know, we'll come back to this verse, but we need to first think about what God's will is for the priest.
马拉基书，我们看一下，稍微看一下啊，看一下这个马拉基书。对不起，可能有点太慢了啊，我不知道。不过我尽量讲快一点，看看能不能把这个事情结束掉啊。马拉基书这个。爱章第二章讲到这个祭司。
So let's turn to Malachi chapter 2.
因为实际上这个内容很重要，就是从第一节一直到第七节都很重要。所以我要讲的内容实际上在主要是在第七节，是在第七在第六第五第六第七节，第五到七。但是我还是为了就是让这个信息完整啊，就稍有个背景看了啊，我们从第一节读下来就。众祭司啊，就这诫命是传给你们的。讲万军之耶和华说：“你们若不听从，也不放在，若不听从，也不放在心上，将荣耀放在归于我们，我就是咒诅临到你们，使你们的福分变成咒诅，因你们不把诫命放在心上。凡咒诅，就我已经咒诅你们，我必斥责你们的种子，把你们牺牲的粪抹在你们的脸上，也你们要与粪一同除掉。”就你们就知道我传这诫命给你们是与 使我和与立位所立的约可以长存，这是万军之耶和华所说的。我曾与他，这只是立位啊，列生命和平安的约，我想这两样赐给他，使他存敬畏的心，他就敬畏我，惧怕我的名。真实的律法在他口里，他嘴里没有不义。他必 他以平安和正直与我同行，使多人 回头离开罪恶。祭司的嘴里当存知识，人也当由他口中寻求律法，因为他是万军之耶和华的使者。
So verses 1 to 7. And now this admonition is for you, O priests, if you do not listen and if you do not set your heart to honor my name, says the Lord Almighty, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have already cursed them because you have not set your heart to honor me. Because of you, I will rebuke your descendants. I will spread on your faces the offal of your festival sacrifices, and you will be carried off with it. And you will know that I have sent you this admonition, so that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord Almighty. My covenant was with him, a covenant of life and peace, and I gave them to him. This called for reverence, and he revered me and stood in awe of my name. True instruction was in his mouth, and nothing false was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and turned many from sin. For the lips of a priest ought to preserve knowledge, and from his mouth men should seek instruction, because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty.
这一段真的是很清楚的让我们看到，作为一个祭司，你在神面前真实所期盼的。
So from here we know what God expects of us as His priests.
从一到四节，神讲得很清楚，因为你没有遵守的命令，怎么样？审判临到你。
And from verse 1 to 4, it's very clear that because, you know, if we don't obey God's will, then God's destruction will be upon us.
他第五节很清楚告诉我们说，他之所以要这样，这个审判的原因是，就是说，他就反过来就讲，就说是为了这个第四节的后面。他之所以怎样这样做的话，就是让你们知道就，他使我和利未所立的约可以长存。
And God is doing this, so that His covenant with Levi can continue.
哎，他的立约是什么内容呢？第五节他说，我曾与他立生命和平安的约。
And what is this covenant? In verse 5 it says, this covenant was with him, a covenant of life and peace.
哎，这两样，我讲这两样是给他什么？使他存敬畏的心，他就敬畏我，惧怕我的名。
And again it says, and I gave them to him, and this called for reverence, and he revered me, and stood in awe of my name.
我想我都不用解释，大家对翻译就知道很清楚了，对不对？你看，所以因为他就是说，神就是跟他立了就是生命和平安的约，这两个就这两样赐给他们，就是让他什么，让立位，就立位在神面前有个敬畏的，就有个敬畏的心，就惧怕神的名，以至于什么，以至于他们就说。真实的律法在他口里，在他嘴里没有不义。他以平安和正直与我同行，是不能回头离开罪恶。
So this is pretty clear. This covenant that comes from God, this covenant of life and peace, caused Levi to have reverence towards God, and as a result, he was able to have this true instruction, and that you know there was nothing false that came from his mouth.
Yeah, 他就说，那第七节。所以这个就就就就，祭司的嘴当存知识，人当从他口里寻求律法。也因为他什么？他是耶和华的使者。
That's why it says in verse 7, for the lips of a priest ought to preserve knowledge, and from his mouth men should seek instruction, because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty.
这个地方就很让我们再清楚不会看到一点，就也就是说，祭司他是什么样？是亲近神的。你要知道神是圣洁的，你真正知道神是怎么样，你在神面前有一个敬畏的心，甚至就是说，就真的和恐惧战兢啊，就是惧怕神的名。你因为你是在神面前，你真的认识神，所以你什么？你是代表神的，所以你所说所行的怎么样，要与神合而为一。
So what this means is because you're a priest, because you stand before Him and you know God is holy, you have this reverent fear for God and His name.And, you know, because you represent God, you're a representative of God, you have to be careful about, you know, what you say. Your words have to be as if they are coming from God.
他说你看，真实的律法在他口中，他嘴，在他口中，他的口中，而他嘴里没有不义的话。就然后人当从由他口中寻求律法。挺清楚让我们看到一点，就是说你必须是真实的，你所说的，你所代表的乃是真实的反映神的心意。
So what this means for us is that what we say, what we do, has to be reflective of God's will, because here it says that, you know, true instruction was in his mouth, and nothing false or nothing unrighteous was found on his lips. Instead, people are seeking him, seeking these priests for instruction.
也就是说，那我们今天话就是以真知道神，以真人是神的人，所以你怎么样？你讲什么东西的话，就是说，就很清楚的反映是，就是说真，你按照正道把神的心意反映出来，不能掺杂于自己的心意。
And so here, you know, it's clear that these priests are people who know God. If you know God, you know how to instruct others in God's will, and it will not be influenced by your own ideas.
他说，并且他们，他以正直，他们这样，他一方面他认识神，另外一方面他是以平安和正直与我同行。他是什么？二人不同行，岂能同行？也就是说，你必须在神面前有个圣洁的生活，与神同行的生活。
You know, and not only so, but such a priest also walks with God.
Yeah, the holy life has to be right. Yeah. 然后呢，不但如此，你最后这些结局是什么？你使多人回头离开罪恶，也就是说，你是一个榜样，让人看到可有路可循。
And that's why in the latter half of verse 6 it says, "He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and turned many from sin."
嗯，这就是，也就是说。作为一个祭司，这地方让我们看到，你的确是要代表神的，就是你认识神，你要代表神，要你所说的必须要反映着神的真实的心意。第二个，你是什么样，你必须在神面前与神同行，是一个过一个圣洁的生活，你自己在人面前成为一个榜样。
So number one here, as a priest, you know, we have to speak as, you know, speak righteously, to speak the right things, speak the instructions that come from God.And two, we have to walk with God in holiness, and to be an example for others.
这正是彼得前书他所描述的，让我们必须在神面前是过一个怎样的生活的一卷书。
And so this is what First Peter is really talking about. He says, you know, when he's trying to tell us how we should live.
我们回过来再看到彼得前书，你看就看得很清楚，就到底是这个。我们看看就是他是怎么说的啊？我们先看，就说，因为我们先看这个第十三节，就彼得前书第一章第十三节。
So let's go back to First Peter chapter 1 verse 13。
因为前面告诉你在你是在神面前是真怎样的真实的光景，也就是你真实在神面前的光景。那就是说，那就是会最后我们就要总结出来，就是祭司的身份。他马上告诉你，你这是什么？他你们要就是所以十三节说，所以要约束你们的心，谨慎之手，专心盼望耶稣基督显现时所带给你们的救恩。你们既是称为什么生命的儿女，就不能效法从前蒙昧无知时的放纵情欲的样子。那召你们既是圣洁的，你们要在他一切所行事上，对吧？都要圣洁。你们经常记得说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So again, you know, here in verse 13, Peter saying, "Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Christ Jesus is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance." But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, "Be holy because I am holy." And this is all in the context of Peter saying, "You now know who you are and what your outlook is on in life, and you also know that you're a royal priesthood. So this is what you have to do."
也就刚才告诉我们很清楚一点，因为你知道真理，你怎么样要约束自己的心，你要你的行为要与你的救恩相符，要活出一个圣洁的生活的。也就是说，正如就是跟约翰一书里面讲，行义的才是义人，你不要跟自己对自己，不要好像那个装着义人，但实际上没有那个实际内涵。
So it's very clear here that because of our faith, because we know what God requires of us, we need to live out this holy life. And just as it says elsewhere in Scripture that you know don't.You know, it's not just those who people who say they're righteous that are righteous, but those who actually do the righteous works.
那第四节就讲，从另外一方面看的， 他你们既然称为一种不偏待人，又按个人行为要审判人的主为父的话，怎么样就当成敬畏的心度你们在世聚居于肉身。
And that's why in verse 17 it says, Since you call on a father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear.
他就说这个地方中这里那一块就很清楚告诉我们，你知道这里你就要怎么样过在神面前过一个符过一个就过一个与神就说与神相合的一个圣洁的生活。在另外一方面就是说你既然成为神，你知道神怎么样，他是对，就说对是就是神，就说是根本不偏待人家，按照个人行为审判人的主。那你在神面前既然怎么样知道这件事情之后，你一定要过一个怎么样敬虔的生活，好像知道那个做事以后会导致的结果怎么样，以致在神面前就敬畏的心过一个圣洁的生活。
So there's two things, you know. First is because we know God's word, that means we need to live outwhat God asks of us. So we have to live in alignment with God. And the second is here, because we know that God judges our work impartially, and we know the results of our actions, we should have this reverent fear for God.
当然一直讲到这个地方，你说我们就自然会想到，哇，我们谁能做到呢？我常常会有这样想法，对不对？然后但是下面那个神子，那个马上神就是告诉我们说，你要知道，你不是你能做，还是怎么样？你今天有神已经就说已经给你这样的救恩和能力了，他在你身上已经发生，已经行了人手不能行的隔离，你能做，也就是说你有 responsibility 并不是不能做。
So when we read this, we might start thinking, "Oh man, you know, how do we even accomplish this? This is such a high expectation." But Peter goes on by saying that.Yes, we have this responsibility, but you can do it through Christ.
Yeah, 你看了第十八节讲，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传留虚妄的行为，就你已经怎么样？看你们得赎了，已经脱去你们祖宗所传的这个虚妄的行为，那是什么？不是凭着人坏的经营等过，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊的宝血。你是用神的宝血，主耶稣的宝血，重价中买出来的。这些买出来的，不得只是就是说你为你的债，就是为你的罪已经还全罪债。关键是什么？你已经脱离了你祖宗所追传的虚妄的行为。
And so following it says in verse 18, For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
然后在22节说，你们要顺从真理，怎么样？就洁净了自己的心。不是那么太难的，你只要在心里面有个顺服真理的心，你怎么样，你就这个心就是干净的，就干净了。那么你就能够什么？好多就神头神要学这些东西，就你能做。因为大部分情况下是什么？我们这个人就说有自己的，就有自己的欲望，就不能完全顺服神。
And so you have to remember, it is the blood, this precious blood of Jesus Christ that has, you know, purified us of our sin and our old way of life.And in verse 22, it says that now you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth. That's why you have a sincere love. What this means is if we have an obedient heart, or a heart that longs to obey God, then you know, God will help us through. Because the reality is, we know that we as people, you know, we make mistakes, and sometimes we have our own desires or our own way, and we're not perfect.
那他在就顺服真理，一些极尽的心，为什么真理这个道理是什么东西？他下面有23节又进一步的叙述的。他你们本蒙重生什么？不是人坏的种子，不是由于人坏的种子，乃是由于不人坏的种子，借着神的活泼长存的道。他然后这道呢是什么呢？他下面就引用那个就是那个在旧约里的经文，他说，凡有血气的都进入如草。他的勇美也都像草一样的，草上的花摇，草被枯干，花被凋谢，唯有主的道是永远长存的。讲到就是说，这个就是说神的道是永远长存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
And Peter continues in verse 23 by saying, "For you have been born again, not of a perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever."
他告诉我们就说，讲到我们讲到真理，讲到这个地方讲到真理，讲到就是说你的心的清洁完全是什么？那个核心内容很清楚，就是福音。而那个福音的话，当你知道你真实那个福音在你身上那个意味着什么的话，怎么样？当你完全信靠的时候，你在神面前是完全纯洁，这是一个清洁的心。不但如此，就真心的信你怎么样？你在神面前发生很大的变化，你已经重生了。也就是说，你本来对神的事情是好像没有反应，如今怎么样？你与他生命紧密相连。
So we know that this gospel is this word that has been preached to us, and if we believe it and we have this obedient heart to follow according to the truth, we realize that through faith we are transformed, that we're born again.
Yeah, 但反过来他继续来讲，就是说第二节第二章第二节，他就是说，你们要怎么样？要爱慕了神经的灵奶，要圣经的灵奶，像才生的婴儿，像爱慕灵奶一样。你们怎么样？就叫你们因此进长以致得救。
And because of this, in chapter 2, verse 2, Peter continues to say, "Like newborn babies, crave spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation."
你看，我们到这个地方很清楚看到一点，就是说，他这个基本上就是说，我们不需要搞一些其他内容再细讲，因为时间上的关系。但我们清楚告诉我们一点，就是说。你要真正知道认识到就是说那个救恩，那看到你自己在神面前真实的光景，你必定带来结果要过一个完全圣洁与神同行的生活。
And what this means again is that we have to know our spiritual condition, we have to know who we were and who we are now, and truly understand God's salvation, so that through that understanding we realizeWe need to live, you know, a holy and blameless life before God.
我们这个地方没有cover，但别地方的这实际上圣经别地方讲得很清楚，就是说保罗当描述一个人信心增长的时候，他哥林多三那个三章十八节的地方讲，好像我们是看神，在看耶稣，就了解圣经到底怎么回事，感觉耶稣在我们身上所做成就。当我们好像看耶稣，好像模模糊糊的记得圣经来慢慢，当我们搞清楚以后，是吧？因为我们好像我们自己在镜子一样的，当我们搞清楚，同时我们自己好像有光在反照，我们自己是吧？神的优美呈现在我们身上。
So Paul writes about something similar, in other places where, you know, our relationship to God and our understanding of God is a lot like us, you know, looking at God as if we're looking in a mirror. And in the beginning, you know, we might have a veil, our understanding is, you know, unclear, but over time, as we reflect upon God's glory, more of that, we are able to see God's glory, and in fact, it begins to actually come out of us.
正因为这样，所以他我们这句话就很用反过来看，就第九节后半段就为什么说它是什么？为就是你是你们是因为是因为你们是谁？就神所拣选的，是真正的祭司，圣洁的国度，属神的子民，所以你怎么样是？你自然就是要看到，就神在你身上行的事，你宣扬那招你们所很感兴趣的。
And so again, back to verse 9, what we read earlier. Because now we know we are chosen people, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a people that belong to God. Because we know these things, naturally we begin to be able to declare the praises to Him who called us out of, you know, the darkness.
时间过挺快的，我下面要争取一段时间能把下面讲完。然后接下来你看很清楚，让我们看到一点，就是你看啊，亲爱的弟兄啊，在十一节二章十一节地方，亲爱的弟兄啊，他你们是客旅，是寄居的。就我劝你们什么，禁戒肉体的事业，这事业是灵魂征战的。所以你看到我们一点，所以告诉我们一点就很清楚，就是说我们的那个问题来源是什么？是私欲。所以接下来就是告诉我们，你们在外邦人当中应当品行端正，将来去回报你们作恶的人，因为看见你们的好行为，在鉴察日子归荣耀给神。
In the last part here, verse 11, "Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires, which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us."
这地方很清楚地告诉我们说，就告诉我们说，你要在外邦人当中的营养神怎么样做呢？在外邦人应当品行端正。
And so, what this tells us again in verse 12 is that we should live good lives among pagans.
你要在外邦人面前怎么样，像一个榜样 ？OK， 这就是神的心意。
And so,
你这样做怎么样？让人看到的不再是看到你这个人，而是看到你是你生命改变的那位主，以至于荣耀归于神。
And so what this God's will for us is that we should live an example to everybody else in the world, to the unbelievers, to the pagans, so that, you know, through an example, they will be able to see the transforming to transform life in us, to be able to see God who has transformed us and glorify God.
Yeah. 也就是说你这样做呢，叫那些毁谤你们作恶的人以至于看到你的好行为在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。那意思就是说，他因为他平常看到你回报你，但是因为你的好行为他无法和说，所以当神有一天光照他的时候怎么样，他因着看到你这些在你们这些真实的在神面前基督徒的生命，以至于他也要来什么归荣耀给神，也就是说归向神。
And through being this example, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
Okay.总体来说，神就下面接下来比在下面，我会很快的讲到大概是怎么回事，就是让我们看到，就神记得彼得告诉我们说，我们在这个世界里面，我们要一个什么样，是像是一个榜样，活出了生命的道。
And so, you know.Much of the rest of 1 Peter here, it's all about, you know, when we're in this world, how do we live as an example?
Yeah. 我想我们大家都很熟悉，你看主耶稣讲过什么？你们是世上的光，世上的盐，世上的光，对不对？光不可能怎么样？你灯的话不可能放斗底下干什么？一定要放台上照片别人的嘛。那意思就是说，你要把你的所信的怎么样，活在人面前，让人看到那真实的光，生命之光。
And we know we're familiar with what Jesus said. He said that we are the salt and the light of the world, and no one puts the light, you know, under a bowl. God is calling us to be an example.
Yeah. 那保罗，神在记得保罗在哥林多，不是在那个腓立比书的地方讲的就是什么？你们要在这弯曲不义的时代怎么样，把这生命道活出来，对不对？
And Paul also said that, you know, we need to take, you know, these living words and these truths and to live them out.
所以让我们看到一点，就是说，就神要让神在我们身上期盼很清楚，因为你知道真理，因为你有这样的信心，因为有这样的是神在你生命当中生命改变，你要活出你的真实的生命，也就是说与你的救恩相称的生命。
So it's very clear what God expects of us because we've been changed, because we know who we are, and we have the salvation. We need to live the proper life.
Yeah. 好，那接下来我们看那个保罗，我很快的就是因为我这个不可能去细节讲了啊，然后因为时间关系，但是我稍微挑一点点，然后让我们看到一点，就是这个彼得在讲什么。他讲，首先你跟他讲什么？你第十三节他说，第二章第十三节的，你们为主的缘故怎么样？顺服人一切的制度。一切的制度就是或是在上的君王，或是在君王所派的这臣宰，你们因神的旨意，因神的旨意怎么样？要在神面前要过一个顺服的时候。要第四五节，因为神的旨意是原来是叫你们行善，可以堵住到糊涂无知的人的口。
Okay, so verse 13 to 15.Submit yourself for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and is and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men.
你要知道，就是我们平常的反应是什么？你看，这时候是尼罗皇帝在迫害他的，你可以想象，你可以想象这很难产生苦读，对不对？居然在这种情形下，神告诉我们说，你要顺服，根本不能有任何苦读，而且是你要为了神的缘故要活出一个就是有圣洁无瑕疵的生活来，你看。而且特别告诉我们第十九节、十六节，你们虽是自由的人，但不可以用自由上遮住自己的应夺，要总要做神的仆人。
So, you know, the context again here is, you know, for the Christians who are being persecuted under Nero, you know, it can be very easy for us as people, or even for them, to feel bitter. But Peter is saying, you know, to still submit to authority, and to be an example, so that.You know, that through their good works, they'll silence the ignorant and foolish people.
嗯，然后他下面就说，这是一个讲在社会在对政府的态度。然后接下来就第十八节什么，是在讲到你在你的圣家，就是用我们的话就讲在你这场，你们这伙人要怎么样？要凡是存敬畏的心顺服主人，也不但顺服了良善。良善顺无能留的，就是那对那个官僚的也要顺服。他告诉我们，就说我们这个顺服不但是在这个政府、在社会，也要什么，在这个工作职场也是过的顺，也是过的一个顺服的生活。
And in verse 18, here it talks about you know slaves submitting to their masters. For today, it's really also about you know in our workplace. So not only are we submitting in terms of the government.But also in terms of our work.
第十九节上，若有人叫良心对得住神的，为要叫良心对得住神啊，就是忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。哇！
And so in verse 19 it says, "For it is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because he is conscious of God."
第二十节的后半段说，你们若因为行善受苦，能忍受，但在神面前就是看为是可喜悦的，他你们蒙召原是为此。
And the second half of verse 20, but if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God.
而且他后面讲的就是说，你看啊，就是对于就在这种情形下这样的生活的话，就完全就是信托生活一样。主耶稣是一个榜样，对吧？因为耶稣也为你们受苦，给你们留下榜样，他叫你们可以叫你们可以顺着他的脚踪行，因为他并没有犯罪，口里没有污秽，他被骂不还口，讲被害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托。
Verse 21, it says, To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth.
然后到第三章是已经讲了家庭，这家庭怎么样？要彼此，也是彼此顺服，对不对？也是彼此顺服。然后我们时间关系不能讲了然后再讲到就说第十八节，就三章第八节，再讲到就。讲到我们就总而言之，你们是怎么样？要同心，要同心，要彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存怜悯的心，要不以恶报恶，以辱骂之辈骂，倒要祝福，因为你们为此蒙召，我教你们怎么诚实服行。
In chapter 3 is about in the family, you know, submission in the family. And in verse 8 it says.Finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic. Love as brothers. Be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing. Because to you this, to this you were called so that you may inherit a blessing.
后面很多内容，但是我不去讲。另外一个讲，我们在接下来讲，到这个三章十三节的地方看，因为我讲引用经文是因为很清楚，神的那个橄榄很清楚告诉我们在干什么的。像你们若热心行善怎么样？像有谁看你们呢？你们当然觉得你要热心为善的话，大家都知道好嘛，对不对？那当然不会的。但是你们就是为义为仇，为义是受苦的话，也是祝福的。如果你即使做得好的话，别人还和人家也可能会受害，对不对？但是呢，也是有福的。你们不要惧怕，也不要惊恐。但只要怎么样？只要心里尊主耶稣为圣，有人叫你问你，叫你信用盼望的名，有人要常住准备，以温柔敬畏心回答个人。
So verse 13, who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. But in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer for everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have.
这个地方告诉我们十五节啊，告诉我们一个很重要的内容，告诉我们在这世上怎样过一个与神同行的生活。那就是什么？你在心里尊你主耶稣为圣，在心里面尊他为神，是一个敬拜神的生活，那就是与神同行的生活。
And so a life that you know is one that walks with God is one that glorifies and worships God.
The honor, honor Jesus Christ as a holy, that's a mighty point. Yeah. 也就是说我们也就是说就我们今不管做什么，甚至保罗在别的地方这神奇的保罗所说的不是给己之人，不是给人做的，是给神做的。我们所做的一切都是为了神。就是耶稣，正如保罗在别的地方，在那个地方告诉我们说，我们是啊，是他是爱我，我今天怎么样，是在肉身里活着，怎么样，是因信神的儿子爱我，为他爱我。
So we know that for us, our lives, we are living for God. Everything we do is for God, not for man.
所以这就是说，你不但就是你不管就是别人怎么说，就是你怎么样，你所做的一切都是为了在神面前与神相合。然后讨神喜悦，这样的话就是你不管发生什么事情，你没有任何亏损。
So no matter what other people say, our focus is on living for God, living for Jesus. We know that you know as we go through this life, we will not lose out. We'll have blessings no matter what the circumstances are.
我想很快稍微提一下啊，在第四节，因为我真的非常负面的稍微提几点。但是大家就我想大家可能慢慢都很清楚这样这个地方告诉我们什么。那四章第一节这样，基督是在记在肉身生活，像你们也当然这样心智做兵器，因为在肉身生活苦的人呢，就与罪断绝了。但他你们存这样心智以后，就在世上可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。
And chapter 4 verse 1 and 2, therefore since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude.Because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God.
这个地方有很多其他的内容，我们不想再参与了，因为时间上的关系。但是这个地方让我们最清楚不过了，就是因为耶稣也是一个是给我们一个清楚的榜样，所以就你不要怕，你只要凭着心，不就耶稣不我们的主耶稣的脚踪来行的时候，最终好像在经过这个困苦，但是怎么样？你在肉身里受苦与罪断绝关系了，你自己在世就不再是这个受情欲捆绑了，在世过一个就是按神的旨意过都脱离下的光阴的生活。
So it's important to know that you know Jesus he set an example for us, because of our faith, you know, because we know what Jesus did for us, you know, we have the ability to no longer live.In our own human desires, but to actually live out the will of God.
我想再讲一个点啊，就是因为时间太就对不起拖太晚了。然后我想稍微提两个点，就彼得居然讲这么多以后，他自己给了一个总结，在四章第七节，就到七节到十一节，大家看万物的结局经呢，但你们要谨慎自守，谨慎祷告。这最要紧的是彼此切实的相爱，因为怎么样，爱人自己许多的罪。
In verse 7-8, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled, so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins.
也就是说，你的职责是什么？最终反映出来，你是在爱里面做你一切，就是说。或在为神，或在为人，对不对？然后他在接下来是说，接下来的后半段就是说，要按神的，就是说叫神，就是说你，就是神每个人的恩典不一样，然后有的人是这个就传讲的人做博士的，然后代表叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。中文翻译是因耶稣基督，原文不是这样，叫经由耶稣基督以至于荣耀神，也就是说 回到最初同样有最初前面一次讲的时候，你是因为你是这样的服侍，这样的态度，以至于说好像是耶稣买说你改变你这个人，你在肉身里活出自己的生命的时候，好像你是通过耶稣把荣耀归给神。
So in summary for this part, it's that, you know, when we're doing things, you know, for God, or we're living in front of other people, the driver is this love that's in our hearts, that comes from God, and that, that you know, no matter what we're doing, we're trying to glorify God, we're representing God, and so that through our actions, other people will be able to give glory to God as well.
好，那我们现在稍微回顾一下啊，我们先这彼得先找到这个地方讲，首先知道你要信心里面，不要再看环境，要信心里面看到，就说你是谁，谁在掌权。所以，尽管在这个惧怕的情况下，你仍然在信心里面的站住。这第一点。
So the first point to remember from today is that we need to know who we are.The hope that we've been given, to turn back to our faith so that no matter how difficult our circumstances are, we can stand on our faith.
在这种逼迫的情况下，你怎样来活出一个荣耀神的生活？
And in all of these difficult circumstances, how do you live out, the kind of life that God desires?
也就是说你没有诡诈，你是一个圣洁在神与神同行的生活，你顺服人，就是顺服政府的啊。你就说你是在你凡你所做的，凡你所做的都为神来做。
So in summary, it's a few things. One, we are, you know, we walk with God. There's no falsehood in our lives, and we are able to be submissive to, you know, the government, in the workplace, and we're able to serve as an example to others.
然后等到讲完这些东西，然后彼得反过来再讲到那个。就讲到就说你这个迫害好像不就受苦受难，居然他怎么讲呢？像他怎么说？他用火炼的狮子，亲爱的弟兄们，像四章这个十二节，请问有火炼的狮子训练你，让你们不要以为奇怪，还以为好像是非常的事情的，遇到非常事情的，怎么样？他不要以为奇怪，倒要欢喜，因为你们是一同丰收，因为在他荣耀显现时可以得到欢喜。哇
！And again.Peter goes back to knowing that the Christians are going through suffering. So he says, Dear friends, not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed.
他是直接告诉我们说，是的，你在你不困苦试炼是必须的，因为那是一个是我们圣经引导的一个很重要的一个环节。所以这就是说那个在。雅各书讲的，当试炼变了试炼临到你的时候，你以为大喜了，因为什么？经过试炼以后怎么样？你必有荆棘，是因为信心熬炼的一个过程。
So you know, all of these trials are meant to shape us, to strengthen our faith. So, yeah.
对，然后接下来这一句话很重要的一句话就是说，他应该说。因为时候到了，十七节这样，审判要从神家开始。因为若是首先从我们开始，那不信的人这样怎样解决呢？反正若是一人经营得救了，不敬虔犯罪的人会他们情况他们结局会怎样呢？他告诉我们说，神好像是经过这些苦难，这些人熬炼我们，为了是净化我们，好像是审判领导我们。但是这个审判不是什么，是最终你的职责会对你现在就好像是个毁坏，而是什么样？是建造。所以他像是建审判是从神家开始，首先开始是的。但是对那些不信的人，他们就是那你可以想象。
And so all of these trials, it's almost like it's a type of judgment that comes to the people of God, but this judgment.You know, comes to the family of God, it's one that refines us, but to the rest of the world, it's not the same type of experience.
也就是说，神让这些事情好像是审判临到我们似的，但是他目的是建造我们，不是毁坏我们。但是对于那些，就我们在过程当中，我们因着好像环境显明我们的人的本相了，然后我们在过程当中重新要被神去建造。回到信心上来，然后回到就是说回到什么信心来， 在神面前能够诚心能够真的是凭着信啊，凭着信来过一个完全就不再凭着眼睛凭着信心来过生活的生活，而为主而过的生活。
So again, God is just He is using these experiences to refine us, to force us to, you know, come back to our faith and through faith to live out the righteous life.
这你看，神也他另外也提到这个，在五章第八节的讲，他勿要警醒，谨慎警醒，因为你们仇敌好像什么，如同是火烧似的，遍地鲜血，寻找可吞吃的，你们要什么？坚固的信心抵挡他，想抵挡他，因为知道你们这种地上在世上所经历的都是同样的，都是经也是经历这样落过这样的苦，这样的困苦的。那赐诸般恩典的神也在你们在基督里召你们的，想你们想要永远因为等你们战胜苦难时，必亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量。
So chapter 5 verse 8, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kinds of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong and firm and steadfast. And so when you're going through difficulties, what allows you to stand is your faith.
而且你知道你的苦楚是暂时的，绝对不会永远，因为什么？神出自带恩典的时候，在等你们就战胜苦难之后，他必要成全，要成全，必要亲自成全你们，经过你们自己压力。
And we know that our suffering is only temporary, and that God Himself will restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
这对我们就所有在经历困苦当中的弟兄和姊妹，这是个何等安慰的一句话，是不是？
And so all the brothers and sisters who are going through difficulties, this is an encouragement for us.
那我们就要在凭着信，不再凭着眼睛来真实尊荣神，尊荣神在信心里面来生活。
So let us rely on faith and not on sight, and live in faith for God.
好，我们过这个简单祷告。父啊，谢谢你是你的恩典，是你在不断的扶持我们。主啊，我们今天能够信，是因为你的诚信和真实，帮助我们每个弟兄姊妹。主啊，来真实的认识你，以至于在你面前，来与你同行，来荣耀你，主啊，来真实的在你面前过一个圣洁、讨你喜悦的生活。也让我不断的信，不断的认识你。主啊，让我们真的是成家地的高处，与你同行，稳行在高处。荣耀颂赞都要归给你。祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
感谢主，是刚给我们非常宝贵的这份信息。神对我们有呼召，我们用一首诗歌，用一个祷告。